The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the David Presley Show, along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton. Coach, good morning. And, you know, we said this, another tough loss, and a lot of things to try to consider and think about this morning. What's on your mind?
It's frustrating, Chad. I mean, it is. Last night was tough. You know, the last three ball games we had played better. And we felt like that we were getting closer, and you know, I felt like we took a step back last night. You know, we had a good week of practice. I liked our energy and warm ups. You know, our coaches were even talking about it. And that was about the high point of the night. We just we didn't play. We didn't have no sense of urgency on anything. We talked about that at halftime. All of our coaches did. And I don't know, it was just a very strange night for us. And, you know, to sit there knowing, okay, that we control our own destiny, these last 2 weeks. And you know, you gotta give Smoky Mountain credit.
Sure.
They're a better football team than they've been the last few years. We knew that. We told our kids that. You know, they're a lot of seniors. They're very big and they're very physical. They line up in a lot of two tight end set, foot to foot splits, and I mean, they knock you off the ball, and they knocked us off the ball last night. And we didn't respond to that very well. The tailback, a good runner for them, runs very hard, and, you know, it wasn't real fancy with what they did, and they just came straight at us, and, you know, we just didn't handle that, well. The two linebackers, who's also the two defense or tight ends,
right,
for them,
yep,
really, really took care of us on both sides of the ball. We had a hard time blocking them on offense, and they blocked the fool out of us on defense. You know, it is. It was just a bad night for all of us. You know, we didn't do a lot of good things. As players, we didn't do a lot of good things as coaches, you know, and it showed. And so you've got to look now at, and we told them, you know, and I guess if there is one positive to this, you know, and we're not certain yet, but through everything that we've been through this year, you know, we're sitting here still with the opportunity. We think that if we can win Friday, that there may be a chance of sneaking in the playoffs, you know, without them counting the endowment games.
Right.
You know, that's certainly going to change a lot of things from the last few years as far as records. So, you know, we don't know. We'll have to be in the waiting game. But, you know, we're going to find out a lot about ourselves right now. We've had some tough losses this year. I'm not sure there's been any as tough as this one, maybe other than the Tuscola ball game. So, you know, the one thing this group of kids have always done is they have responded and they have bounced back. This is going to be as big a challenge as there is. I mean, we've been on the road for 3 weeks. It's our last ball game. It is senior night at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to play a Brevard team that's kind of, you know, I don't know. You know, they've struggled as well, but we've seen them on film a bunch of times, and they're not near as bad as their record indicates people-wise. You know, I don't know what all's going on over there. And apparently they figured it out last night and got a big win, which will keep them going as well. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. And there's some things we've got to do and we've got to get better at. As a coaching staff, we've got one of our biggest things is to come in and get our kids ready to play again. And, you know, we thought we were ready to go last night, and it's something about once the kickoff started, it was just like we had no life, no energy. You know, and I think it really showed. I think it showed in all aspects. So, you know, we've got to be able to overcome that. I think our kids will. I think they'll be excited about getting to come back home. you know, it being senior night and everything, and then we'll take care of business and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very frustrated, very tough night, I think, for everybody. You scratch your head and lay in the bed and look at the ceiling all night long, yeah, and wonder. You know, I do think these kids will come back in and they'll respond to this. They have all year for us, and I have no doubt about that.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTO.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings and guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Back live with the Jukebox Junction Cafe here with the David Presley Show. You were talking a little bit about things playing out against this Brevard team. And again, this is a beatable team for us. And a chance to go in there and do the things that we need to do, and then see what happens the next week. Is there anything that changes in your mind in terms of preparation for this last week? Kids are resilient. They'll hang in there. They'll forget about this loss sooner than we will. But is there anything that you feel like that you need to look at in terms of preparation this week? Or is it, you know, maybe that's not the issue. It sounds to me that we typically have had good weeks of preparation. So, you know, it's hard to put a finger on that in terms of what you do to prepare.
Yeah, yeah, we need to figure out a way that we can stop people. That would help us right off the get-go. It's been as frustrating a year as there has been for us defensively. I mean, I know Coach Holloway and our staff have worked very hard and done things, and we just have struggled. You know, and I mean, when you give up the points that we've given up, you're not going to win many ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you know, and it's a lot of factors involved in it. It's a lot of youth. It's a lot of injuries. It's a lot of people that have not played before. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is, and it's a frustrating thing. And that's the thing we go into each week, and we're trying to give ourselves a chance. And you can go back and look at the games that we've been in and we've won, or we've had a chance. We've played better on the defensive side of the ball. You know, but, yeah, I mean, you know, you're sitting there looking and said, okay, you're looking at week 11, coming into the week of practice. You know, when you get to this time of the year, there's not a whole lot of things that are going to change for you as far as what you do and how you prepare. It's just the simple fact of being able to go out and execute. And, you know, we've looked at ourselves at times, and I think execution has been something that we've struggled with this year for whatever reason. And, you know, it's not an excuse. I mean, it is what it is. So you sit there and you, as a staff, you look at it and say, okay, what is causing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it the youth part of it? Is it just kids that maybe have not played a whole lot that are, you know, in the fire a little bit, and they're learning, which we are. We've got great experience this year that's going to help us. You know, we've got a lot of kids that have played this year that'll be back.
Right, absolutely.
And that's something that we've looked at, you know. And go look. I mean, it's not real difficult. Go across the mountains and take a look. You don't have to go no farther. Look at AC Reynolds. And look at their struggles. And why? Because they're so young. They've been just killed here from what we've been told with injuries.
Yeah.
And it is really, really a struggle. Then turn around and look at Franklin. You know, people like that, you know, walk out there and have so many seniors on their team. You can't I mean, there's nothing that makes it better than that.
Yep.
And anybody that doesn't understand that, I don't get it, because it makes a huge difference.
Yep.
You know, and we've said this in the past too. You know, you can even have a lot of seniors and still be young. You can have some seniors that, you know, have
right.
not played a whole
right.
lot. And we've got some of those who have not played. We've also got some that have really stepped up and played hard for us this year and represented us the way they're supposed to. You know, and we're extremely proud of those people. I mean, you look at Kyle Bloom and
yep.
Dalton James and Matthew M. And just to name a few of those kids that have just really, really played their tails off this year. So, you know, it is that. And what you do is, you know, we're not accustomed to this. We've never gone through this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking its toll on us as a football team. So you have to look at the long term of it, and you hope that it's going to help in the next 2 years with these young ones. And they've learned, and they've been in the fire now, and they understand it a little bit more. You know, early in the year, we talked a lot about tempo. And speed. They had no clue. They didn't know how to practice.
Right.
They didn't know how to play.
Yep.
And when they got in the game, they were overwhelmed by
mm-hmm.
it. There was no question they were overwhelmed by it. And I think throughout time that they have gotten better with that. Now, we did take a step back last night for whatever reason, and that's our fault. You know, we can't say, well, we weren't ready, or we wasn't sure how the speed or the tempo of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're in week 11 now. We shouldn't be young anymore. Those kinds of things. We just didn't play very good last night. We didn't coach very well last night. You know, so we've all got to do a better job of that next week. We've got to do a better job of coming in Sunday and preparing. We've got to put our kids in a position to be successful, and then we've got to go out Friday night and execute that. And like I said, I go back. I think we will. This group has never made me step back and go, you know, they don't want to be here.
Yeah,
they don't want
yeah,
to play.
Yeah.
And that's one of the
yeah.
positives.
Yeah.
You can look at a lot of places right now. I'm sure that North Henderson and Inca and several of them are ready for it to be over. And I mean, even though we didn't play good last night, our kids aren't ready for it to be over. So, you know, we're going to see. We're going to do what we can do. We're going to play hard. And that's probably going to be our biggest point of emphasis this week. I felt like I don't think we played real hard last night. And, you know, we'll see what we can do and take care of business Friday. And then we'll wait Saturday and see what happens when the brackets come out. And hopefully we'll somehow get in it. And if it does, then that's going to be a good positive thing for these kids.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back live with the Jukebox, at the Jukebox Junction with the David Preston Show. Coach, talk a little bit, if you would, about your injury situation. You had a lot of kids, and, you know, it seems like 2 weeks ago that we had a lot of kids in street clothes and crutches and those kinds of things, but we're still inching away to get a little bit more healthy. We're going to get anybody back for this week.
Well, we hope so. Jesse Anderson is going to be released, we think. He gets to start practicing again on Monday. So we'll get him back, wide receiver and corner. That will certainly help us a lot. Dustin Messer is probably not. You know, of all the things we've dealt with this year with the concussion deal, his was probably the worst by far. You know, whether we've agreed with all of the stuff that's gone on or not, we've had some kids that have been dinged up, but but they've been fine. His was pretty serious, and you know, we're sitting here and not going to rush him back by any means.
Sure.
Probably will not get him back next week. If we do get into the playoffs, there's a possibility of getting him then. But we're very cautious with him right now just because of the severity of it. You know, so those are the two right now that are the biggest. The others don't see getting any of them back. You know, so it is what it is. And you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that it's been so frustrating on Sunday and Mondays because you're, as we say, we're plugging holes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then even last week, even after the little stretch, you know, with West and Tuscola and North, and we was playing well, we were still plugging holes on Mondays. And that makes it so tough because you can't get no consistency.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you got kids going both sides of the football.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you just, it's like you can't get in a rhythm. Because you're coming in and having to reteach and start over every single Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made it very difficult, you know, to do so. That's probably been one of the things that's been the most aggravating with us this year is because of that, you know. And but, you know, the one good thing about right now, and I do want to say this, our JV's finished up 8-2. This year, you know, and I'll be honest, had a chance to be 10-0.
Yeah.
The two losses came at a very difficult time for us. We had taken their quarterback, we had taken a wide receiver, you know, and the first loss, actually the two back to back, kind of like the varsity when we had them, was the, you know, I think just kind of the. You know, you take the quarterback away from the JVs, and that's tough.
It is.
And the kids that stepped in did a good job, but it was just brand new to them.
And the other thing to mention about the JV team is you probably had more sophomores and freshmen on your varsity team than I can remember in recent memory. So you had a lot of those players that would have been JVs playing up already, and they still continue to do well.
Well, they did, and that's the thing I think goes back to Coach Mathis and their staff for what a great job they did. Because, yeah, you know, we started off the year with a lot of sophomores, probably more sophomores on our varsity than we've had in years, and then to take them again, and, you know, and I understand that's what the JVs are for, and we didn't want to do that. We tried every way in the world to figure out a way to not do that, and just wasn't able to do it. But you know, so every time we had a situation, it basically turned into a situation for the JV.
They were your minor league affiliate this year, for real.
They really were, and they handled it so well. And for them to finish up like they did, playing so well, you know, says an awful lot. And then it goes back, you know. I mean, that gives us a lot of excitement for the next couple of years because of that, with the youth that we have and with them. But, you know, they got better and better, and you could see that in them, and that was a good thing, you know. And I want to tip my hat to them because I thought they had just an outstanding season.
Absolutely.
You know, considering everything. So, you know, the one thing about right now with them being done, we'll sit down obviously mm-hmm. Sunday and look. One thing we've always tried to do is reward our sophomores that have been in our off-season program. We certainly can't take everyone. We just don't have the resources and don't have the uniforms. But, you know, maybe we can get a few of these little kids that can maybe help us, can help us on a special team, or something like that, that can just give a few of our other guys a chance to catch a breath.
Sure.
And, you know, something like that. And, but, you know, we'll look at that, and that's a reward for them right now, is to get that chance. We give them the choice, you know, I mean, and it's okay, you know, we have a lot of wrestlers and a lot of basketball players, and, so when we do this with these kids, we give them the choice. And if, you know, if they choose to say, "Coach, I'd rather go ahead and go to basketball or go to wrestling," that's okay. We have very few that do that. They want to come up. They dress with us. And, you know, in the past, those kids have had a chance to, you know, to get on the field a little bit in some things. So, you know, obviously it's a few more bodies that will help us you know, it's experience now for them.
Mm-hmm.
We've eight quartered about three kids,
right,
three defensive linemen in the last 2 weeks, that have gotten to play quite a bit, and that experience has been great for them. I mean, you could see them at North last week. They were as big-eyed gets, and the more they got to do it, the kind of more relaxed they got and the better they got into it. So, that's great experience that we can give them that hopefully will carry over in the next year. But, we're excited about our young kids and knowing all the ones that are coming back. The success that our JVs had this year, I think, was very good, and we're proud of them for what they've done and how they've represented us, and that makes us look to the future a little bit right now.
Yep.
And go, okay, we've got an opportunity here coming up in the next couple years.
Back with more in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Back live this morning with the David Preston Show. Coach, I want to ask you this, if any of our kids are getting a look by, and this is the time of year you start doing that. Have you been contacted by anybody for some of these kids? I would think right off the top of my head, Twiggy has had a tremendous year kicking the football. I mean, are there kids out there that might be being looked at right now as far as playing at the next level?
Yeah, we've got a few. I mean, we're being in contact right now by email mostly.
Yep.
You know, most college coaches right now are just full throttle in the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see a whole lot of them. But, one place that's kind of interesting with some of our kids, and they're talking to a few of them, some that aren't even seniors right now, is UNC Charlotte. Real interesting situation there, with them starting football. Yeah, this coming February will be their first actual signing class, and they just broke ground on their new facility.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their coaches have been by, and they can come by because they're not playing right now.
Sure.
Everything there, I didn't realize this until later on that UNC Charlotte's the biggest school in the state of North Carolina.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought state would have been.
Yeah, and, you're sitting there thinking this could be a diamond in the rough right now. They seem to be real serious about it. They seem to be wanting to get it rolling. So they're going to take a freshman class this year, redshirt them. They're going to take another freshman class next year, and then they're going to play. Obviously, they're going to take their lumps for
sure,
a little while, getting kids. But, they've shown an interest in some of ours, and they've showed an interest in Twiggy a little bit. The one thing with them, when you're sitting here I'm not sure that a kicker is on high on their list right now, considering they're starting from scratch.
Exactly.
We think there's an opportunity for him. And that's the thing about that young man. He's got an opportunity, I think, in two sports. You know, he can go somewhere and kick, and I think can be a good one. He can also go somewhere and play basketball. So I think he's going to have some options of what he wants to do. And he'll have to factor that in as far as, you know, does he want to go what size of school, big school, little school, those types of things. The one thing that I encourage our kids, and you see so many, just so many of ours, we hear so many of Tuscola's, we get caught up, or they get caught up in all this recruiting, and I want to go this and that, and then 2 weeks into it, they're back home.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing. They get wrapped up in that part of it as opposed to what they really want to do for their future.
Right.
And understand, it's not about us. It's not about mom and daddy. It's not about the community. What do you want to do? It's your life. And that's the things they've got to decide. We talk to our kids about it. Don't get caught up in the glitz and the glamour of the recruiting, you know, and my name in the paper and things like that. You want to do what you want to do, because if not, you're going to be miserable. And we want them to make that decision. And I talked to a couple of our kids this week that have come home for fall break.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are playing some things, and they made the comment of how different it is, that it's more like a job at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I told one of them, I said, yeah, I said, it makes you really wonder how much you love this, you know, to play at this level. And I just don't think they realize that, you know. Every mom and daddy thinks their kid can get a scholarship and go to school and all that, and it's just not the case anymore. One of the greatest things that I ever heard was an assistant coach at a clinic said, for most people that have seen those, the Fathead company,
mm-hmm.
you know, that makes those life-size stickers you can stick on anything.
Yeah.
They said, what they ought to do is you ought to make the number one recruit in the nation as a lineman, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, linebacker. And you ought to walk in and put it up on the wall and say, that's what your son is competing against. You know, they might get that. Few weekends ago, we went down. My daughter is at Gardner Webb,
mm-hmm.
and it was family weekend, and we walked in and watched some volleyball. And this is at Gardner Webb now. And walked in, and I was amazed. I was amazed at the size of these young ladies and the athleticism of these. And you're just sitting there looking, going, my goodness. So, it is one of those things where you need to step back and take a real good look at it, if that's what you want. It is that time. You know, we've talked about Twiggy, and you can look at RJ right now. He's gone off and gone to LR.
Right.
And is doing well, doing well there. We hope, we obviously want our kids to get this exposure. We want them to get a chance. We want them to get a chance and do what it is that they want to do, not because of pressure or anything else. And if that's the thing they choose, then that's a great thing. But it is a frustrating thing. We see so many that 2 weeks in, they end up coming back home for whatever reason. So we're in contact with them. Parents are in contact mm-hmm. with them. You're not going to see a whole lot of people right now just because they're in the dead middle of their season. But as it begins to start winding down a little bit, we'll start seeing more and more, especially from now, probably through January until we get up to February and the signing dates.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Preston Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years, and Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton for a clean like you've never seen.
Join us next week again for the David Presley Show to be live at 8 a.m. from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant. And then we'll have our kickoff coming up 7:30 at home against Brevard. We'll be on the air at 6:30 along with our head coach, David Presley, Shad Upton, Frank Bird back in our studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Shad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.